I'm Thomas Moore, and I'll be giving my update on the development of PM10 emission factors for cotton gins. The AP42 is a compilation of air pollution emission factors. An emission factor relates the quantity of a pollutant to the activity releasing that pollutant. So for cotton gins, we're looking at pounds of particulate matter per bale of cotton ginned. This publication was first published in 1972 by the EPA, and between 72 and 95, there was five full editions of that, all done at a time. Since 95, that document's updated in chapters and supplements as opposed to doing the whole thing at once. The emission factors within AP42 each received a quality rating of A, a high representativeness, down through E, a very low representativeness of the industry. And these ratings for the emission factors are based on the rating of the data that was used to compile to calculate those emission factors. And the source tests were rated A through D. States use those emission factors in the AP42 for modeling state implementation plans and then also for industry air quality permits, but not all states use AP42. Currently in the AP42, a typical cotton gin is defined with these eight systems: the unloading system, the first and second stage seed cotton clean systems, the overflow system, a combined lint cleaning and a combined moat system, a battery condenser and a master trash system. And this is an example layout that's in the 96 AP42, the current AP42. These are the emission factors for PM10 that are currently in the 1996 AP42. That's what we're currently working under. These had factor ratings of D. They were all next to the lowest possible emission factor rating. And additionally, there's several systems that are common in cotton gins that weren't in this 96 AP42. So the objectives of my study were to develop recommended AP42 PM10 emission factors and data quality ratings using EPA's factor development guidelines that were published in August of 2013. The data set that I was using was the National Cotton Ginning Particulate Matter Emission Study that started in 2008. This study, they used two EPA-approved methods, those method 201A, one with a PM2.5 cyclone and a PM10 cyclone, and another with just the PM10 cyclone, and then a non-EPA-approved method of using method 17 coupled with particle size analysis. I then will compare the PM10 emission factors developed from this data with those in the National Study Technical Reports and the 1996 AP42. And additionally, I'll determine what our additional data needs are to have the highest possible PM10 quality ratings. So the new emission factor development procedures that were published in August of 2014 include a data screening to remove non-representative data and outliers. And then instead of the alphabetical rating system, that data now receives what is called an individual test rating, or ITR, and I'll get into how that's done in a minute. And then factors, as opposed to being A through E ratings, are now rated as poorly, moderately, or highly representative of the industry. Additionally, these new development procedures allow for non-EPA approved methods to be included in the formulation of the emission factors, and there's no geographic considerations, which were a big hit on the D ratings, a big reason for the D ratings on the 96 AP42. Here's an example of the individual test rating development. There's a set of 16 submitter questions that are answered, giving a possible points of 75, up to 75 points, and then an additional 47 regulatory review questions. And those questions are over the documentation that was included and collected with the source tests. So an example of these is a description and drawing of the test location provided that would be, you know, answered yes or no, and that score is calculated and normalized to a possible 100 points after both sets of questions are done. Once the individual test ratings are calculated, all of the all of the tests for a system are ordered in descending ITR. These ITRs are then used to calculate a composite test rating, and the composite test rating is then used to calculate the factor quality index. The factor quality index, it shows a better representative factor the lower that FQI is. So the way this is done, the two highest ITRs are used and calculated, CTR and FQI, and then the top three are used for the same thing, and that continues until an ITR is added that increases the FQI instead of decreasing the FQI. At this point, that FQI, that ITR that caused a increase in the FQI, a drop in quality, is removed from the calculation along with everything with a lower ITR. They're not considered in the factor calculation at that point. And then the final FQI is used to determine the representativeness of the factor. Our residual analysis indicated that there were no statistical outliers or statistical patterns that would indicate that the particle size analysis data should be separated from the data that was collected with the EPA methodology. Because of this, we recommended that the PSD data, the particle size analysis data, should be combined with that data that was collected with the EPA-approved methodologies. These were the results of our screening. You see 11 runs there removed due to either inconsistent gin operation or lab errors associated with those samples. And then as the EPA's ProUCL outlier testing was used, and that found three test runs to be an outlier. In total, we only removed about 2.4% of the total data set. So it's very, very low. Another concern is that the 1996 AP42 is to be used. You still have that data. It will be incorporated into the updated version. But the EPA's process for doing this was to take those old letter ratings and directly convert them to an ITR using this conversion chart. If you'll see here where in the brackets, those are current AP42 data. For PM10, the highest and the majority of the data rated a B, and so they were mostly rated as 60s. And you can see highlighted in yellow there that the FQI, it drops from 0.44 to 0.40, but then comes back up to 0.42 when that rating of 60 is put in there. And so all of the data from the current AP42 would be left out using that conversion process. Because of this, we recommend going back through the 96 AP42 source test and re-rating that data using the ITR methodology. When we did this, for this particular system, we got a range from 72 to 89 in ITRs of that old data, as opposed to the 60s that we saw across the board before. Because of this, you'll see there in yellow and on down that FQI continues to decrease, and all of that data remains in the data set and basically gives us a bigger data set to use. These are the final recommended PM10 emission factors. You'll see that most of the factors, most of the systems that are common in the gin received a rating of highly representative, with just, I believe it was 6 or 7 moderately representative factors. The typical gin A here is the one that's described in the 96 AP42 that has that combined moat system and combined link cleaning systems, and that had an emission factor of 0.9959 pounds per bale. But if we look at what I have labeled as typical Gen B here, is those combined systems are split into first and second stage link cleaning and first and second stage moat systems. This resulted in an emission factor that was a lot lower at that 0.7747. For determining the additional data needs, you use the final CTR, the final composite test rating, to calculate the number of additional tests that would be needed to have emission factors with a highly representativeness. For example, you can see the third stage seed cotton cleaning there needs 5 additional tests to be rated highly representative, but like the unloading system's already rated highly and doesn't need any more. So our conclusions, with this data, we're adding 6 additional systems to what was in the 96 AP42. We determined that the method 17 with the particle size distribution or the particle size analysis, that data should be merged with the method 201A data based on those residual analysis. We increased the data set from the 96 AP42 from 38 tests to 238 tests and improved the quality ratings. We had 59% of our factors that rated highly representative and 41% of them moderately, and no poorly representative emission factors, which we think is a great improvement over the D-rated emission factors that we had in the 96 AP42. When we compare our recommended factors for a typical cotton gin the typical cotton gin with the combined lint cleaning systems and the combined moat systems, they were 22% lower than what we saw in the national study technical reports and 22% higher than the 96 AP42. However, when we split the lint cleaning system and split the moat systems out, that typical gin number is now 39% lower than the national technical reports and 6% lower than the 96 AP42. Any questions?
Any questions? Go back one slide. So with the combined lint cleaning, it was split between 22% lower the national study at 22% higher than 8042, but once you split them out, it was lower than the...
Yeah, we saw that the just taking those two systems and adding them together was significantly lower than the combined systems, than the tests that were done on gins that had combined systems.
It just seems interesting about the 8042 results.
When you got it plumbed together,
yeah.
What sucks on the other one?
Oh yeah, I understand. It's just, you know, really kind of shows how screwed up that previous data was. So I guess the last couple of years have been worthwhile. So, okay.